Mix 94.7 KMCH, a very auspicious week, an auspicious occasion on this Monday, the 3rd of October. We kick off National 4-H Week. Kenzie Zumba, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You were all yabby and chatty, and then the light came on and you clammed up. Why?
Just a little nervous. I've got a lot to say today about 4-H.
Well, we only have 4 minutes, so. No, I'm kidding. National 4-H Week this week. Introduce the assembled chorus line that you brought with you, and let's talk a little bit about 4-H.
Right. So I brought with me a couple of Delaware County 4-H members. We have Grace Helly of the Petersburg Achievers and Maddie Hager of the Prairie Clovers.
Now, which one is Grace?
I'm Grace.
See, it's radio. You got to talk into that thing, which means you are.
I'm Maddie.
And you've been here before.
Yes.
This is old stuff to you. You brought your security detail with you who doesn't want to speak on the radio. Who is that? Who's this menacing-looking person our proceedings?
We also have Jill Knipper, and she's on the Delaware County Extension Council, and she's also a 4-H volunteer.
Hand the mic long enough to Jill. She didn't want to talk. Hi, Jill. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
All right. I'm good. That's all you wanted to say, right?
Well, I can say whatever you want me to say. But
tell me about these
the
two.
The kids should talk.
Well, exactly. It's 4-H yeah. week. I'm going to talk to the two adults in the room. Notice I didn't count myself. 4-H, from the extension perspective and from the volunteer perspective, give me the overview of what we need to know about 4-H. I'll go to you first, Kenzie.
So 4-H is America's largest youth development organization. It just gives kids the opportunity to develop life skills and explore different interests. In 4-H, we encourage learn by doing, so it's a lot of hands-on things. So we provide those hands-on experiences for kids. Some of the opportunities include exploring different project areas, attending camps and trips, giving back to the community, making friends, making other connections throughout the community, leadership roles and responsibilities, and then, of course, showcasing their projects at the Delaware County Fair.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jill, from a volunteer perspective, what's your favorite part about all this stuff?
Oh, my favorite part of volunteering is definitely judging day at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of when you get to see the hard work of the kids and you get to see all the effort that they put into it. It's just great skill building for them, you know, as far as talking about their project, talking themselves up. It just helps them so much later in life, you know, for job interviews or, you know, just being able to speak to people correctly.
I feel like I'm in confession. I can see you between the monitor and, like,
yes.
the microphones.
Later we'll talk about what you need to confess.
Well, hand that off to Kenzie real quick here. Kenzie, now you've got, or Grace and Kenzie. Grace goes next. Some of the things you guys have done specifically in 4-H the last few years.
Yeah, so some of the things I've done, just
here, let me see that microphone real quick. Hang on a second. It's got a bad switch. Okay, good enough.
All right. Just like doing what Jill kind of talked about, doing the 4-H judging at fair. This year I also participated in extemporaneous speaking, and I got to go to the state fair with that. And then some of the other things are just I've participated in the state science fair, which is sponsored by 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a lot of fun, and I've gone on a few trips and done a few camps. And I've kind of done a lot of different things throughout 4-H, and I found a spot in all of them that I've liked.
And you?
Yes. So I also get to participate in fair by doing conference judging. I've been given many opportunities throughout 4-H, such as going to Washington, D.C. this past year and the Capitol. I've just been given a lot of leadership experiences, talking to people, and yeah, it's just great overall.
When you were in D.C., did they tell you what the D.C. stands for?
District of Columbus.
No, the Capitol. That's
oh.
what it stands for. That's
okay,
why they
I
put the Capitol there. So, I'm going to start with you two. Having been and currently members of 4-H, why should people join 4-H? Why should they be a part of it?
Yeah, like I said, you're just given so many opportunities. You're able to volunteer and give back to your community. Like I said, going to Washington, D.C., that was super cool for me, and just a whole bunch of skills that I've obtained through 4-H, too.
Grace?
Yeah, I think there's just so many opportunities in 4-H. You can literally do anything, and I always say, even if you don't, like, you aren't a livestock person or something like that, mm-hmm. That's a big part of 4-H, but it doesn't have to be. You can do so many different things in 4-H, and there's just a spot for everyone.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how up-to-date is your record book right now?
A three.
Maddie?
I'll do a -3.
-3. Okay, so you were like me in 4-H. Okay. Kenzie, I'm going to come to you. Who can join 4-H. Who can be a part of it?
Yep. So 4th through 12th grade youth can be in 4-H. And then we also have a Clover Kids program, which is for kindergarten through 3rd graders. So it's kind of like our mini 4-H program. So as soon as they hit 4th grade is when they can join 4-H.
Gotcha. And then Jill, I'm going to hand the microphone off to you. How do you guys decide who gets to run the food booth at the fairgrounds? Ooh, how can I get in on that?
That is the best part. Yeah. Second best part. Judging is the best part. It's just done by volunteers, really. We have a great volunteer base through 4-H in Delaware County that support us. Clubs come in. They each work a shift. And then just tons and tons of volunteers. I mean, we wouldn't be able to do what we do at the fairgrounds without all the volunteers. So greatly appreciate all those people.
Do you get free food when you're in the booth? Or you can't like sneak a sandwich or something?
Unfortunately, no. You're too busy in there to even have a time to eat, usually.
Maddie, but you were sitting next to a sworn officer of the law. Have you ever snuck food in the 4-H food booth?
I have not, no.
Grace?
Maybe a lemonade or two.
Ooh. She's got her cuffs on her. I'm kidding, of course. Do it out of the studio, don't they?
Right, yeah.
Arrest
her
in the lobby.
Statute of limitations had run out on
that. Oh, there you go. The months have run out. Kenzie, I want to talk about stuff that's going to be going on this week, but we've talked about who can join. How can they join?
So enrollment opens September 1st. So we're in the heart of recruitment season, so now is the time to join. We recommend you join before December 1st, so that way you get the most out of your 4-H experience. And we have 15 clubs that you can join. So,
oh, wow.
Yep, they're throughout the county. You can join one in your community or one that your friends are in.
Okay.
So whichever club you want. So you just need to contact the leader and start attending their meetings.
And anything going on special this week throughout the county or things we need to keep an eye out for?
Yes. We have lots of things going on. So Delaware County 4-H clubs are participating in a hay bale decorating contest. So be on the lookout for all those decorated hay bales throughout the county. I will be posting pictures of the hay bales on our Facebook page, so the public gets to vote on their favorite.
Okay.
So the winner will be selected after whoever has the most votes.
And it was a $20,000 grand prize, right?
Not quite.
No? Okay.
Not quite.
I have wrong information, clearly.
And then on Wednesday, this Wednesday, October 5th, we are encouraging all 4-H members, volunteers, supporters to wear green on Wednesday to show us their 4-H spirit. And then lastly, I'll be visiting the local 4th grade classrooms to talk to those 4th graders.
Lucky you.
Yes, so that's always a fun part. They're so excited that they get to join 4-H. So.
Jill, final thoughts from you, and we'll just kind of work our way back to Kenzie here. Anything you want to add to the proceedings?
No, join 4-H. You will have a blast.
Okay. Maddie?
Yes, I agree. I love 4-H, and it's been the best part about my experience.
Grace?
Kind of going off what they all said, join 4-H. It's a good week to do it. It's National 4-H Week, so
and
get it done.
Kenzie, finally.
If you have any other questions about 4-H, you can contact me at the Extension office, and I'll be happy to find a club that suits you best.
And phone number to do that?
It is 927-4201.
You are going to see all three, Jill, you were in on the picture, right?
I was not.
Oh. You're going to see three out of the four smiling faces. You'll see Jill if you're speeding. She'll come up behind you with the flashing lights. So,
I might see you.
Ladies, thank you for coming in. Happy 4-H week to you. Will there be like a big party in the different clubs and anything? Or is that kind of use as directed?
Yep, use as directed.
Results may vary.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. We're going to put a link to this interview, their smiling faces, and more about National 4-H Week online at kmch.com. Thank you, ladies. Good to see you one and all. Jill, be safe out there.
I will.
I'm driving the white Cadillac. It never goes above 60, okay?
White
until I get to Linn County. And then it's Katie bar the door. So stick around. More of our little morning get-together here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Sports on the way next.